This radio program comes to you thanks to millions of men in uniform. Americans fighting overseas.
The Treasury salute. This is a program of the United States Treasury, your Treasury, reminding you for the fifth time in this war, you serve and save when you buy war bonds. And you salute with us a hero of this war, First Lieutenant Mary L. Roberts, Army Nurse Corps, winner of the Silver Star. Here is your narrator for this Treasury salute, Santos Ortega, with David Brookman and the Treasury Orchestra. Mr. Ortega.
Thank you. Here's a story of a girl from Dallas, Texas, a graduate of the Hillman Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. A girl who decided that the greater measure of her duty lay in the Army's uniform, became a second lieutenant and then a first lieutenant, and is today a heroine, judged by any standards. Here is the story of Mary Roberts. In uniform, her story begins at Fort Sam Houston. There are way stations at Bizerte, where she helped take care of the wounded flown in from Sicily, and at Salerno, 2 or 3 weeks after the first guys hit the beach, and at Volturno, and Bonafro, and Cassino. But they were all just way stations to a beachhead, a place called Anzio. First Lieutenant Mary Roberts was part of an operating team, and she learned what it means to work day and night. Oh, yes. Until you can't tell, don't care whether it's day or night. In an operating team, there's the surgeon, assistant, anesthetist, a couple of medics, enlisted men, and 2 or 3 nurses. Surgeon does most of the talking.
Clamps, come on, quick.
Right here, sir. Sorry.
Lots of work. Lots of business in an operating tent. The Nazis try to force some tanks through to the south. That means plenty of customers.
Get Miss Parker to help you finish that lad's operation, Jack. Okay. What's awaiting us, Roberts?
2 more fracture cases, sir. 4 multiple wounds.
Wipe off my forehead, would you please? Thanks. Okay, anesthetist?
Want the next man in, sir?
Yep, we're waiting. Okay, Roberts?
Me? Sure, sir.
Sure. Mary Roberts was okay. Tired, sure. But okay. After you've worked as hard as the nurses in Anzio beachhead work, you get so you don't care much about how much more work there is ahead of you. Maybe you wonder about how long it is theoretically possible to stay working. Academically, what is the limit on efficient concentration? And every time you hear a bomb explode in the distance, or a shell go off over your shoulder and not too far away, maybe you think, today... What's today? Monday? What's Mom doing back in Dallas? What time is it back there? Has she finished hanging up the wash? What's she thinking about? Has she written to me? Abruptly, her thoughts are wrenched back to the operating room.
Alcohol swabs.
You're going to begin on me now?
Looks like it, soldier.
Anesthesia.
Ether? Do I have to have ether? I hate ether.
Don't worry, buddy. This stuff we stick into your veins.
That's right. No bad smells in this war. Steady now.
Just count, soldier, with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You got his emergency tag, Roberts?
Yes, sir.
Compound fracture, middle third, left tibia, wound debrided, packed with Vaseline gauze, morphine administered.
Mary Roberts watches the young faces that come in, one after another. The jaws set, the eyes screwed up with pain. 2 or 3 or 7 days' growth of beard. The young faces that have seen the front. Men that have crept up on machine gun nests, have been too close to the path of a mortar shell. Mary thinks. Remember this figure. 97.5%. Remember that number. 97.5% of these bodies will be healed. Only 2.5% will die. Wounded men lie on the four tables in the operating tent under anesthesia.
Getting closer.
They'll be shelling this tent in a moment.
Roberts.
Yes, sir.
Sutures.
Yes, sir.
My God.
Are you hurt, sir? Are you all right?
No, I'm all right.
A German shell, sir. Went right through the tent.
Thank God it didn't explode. Lower the patients to the floor. We'll continue operating.
Right away.
Medics, give us a hand with the patients.
What range do those guys think they got?
We can't tell how long they'll be shelling this area. Operations proceed.
Here, help me with this man.
Hey, Roberts, you and the other nurses, you better clear out.
There's a hot suggestion.
Take cover, everybody. I mean it, Roberts. There's no sense in your...
Please don't make that an order, Captain. You'd embarrass every nurse here if you forced us to disobey orders. Let's get on with the operations.
Right. You were going to give me those sutures.
Nurses and doctors hard at work. Not in Shining Hospital, wife. Too busy for that. Men and women crouching over the wounded bodies on the floor, working at high speed, at great concentration, while over them and beyond them and short of them and to each side find the mortars and big rifles of the Germans far away on the heights.
How are your nurses?
They're okay. They'll be okay.
I think we can set the men back up on the tables.
When we're finished with this man?
Right. They're landing farther off.
Medic, take this man below to the evacuation tent.
And pick up some flashlights and kerosene lamps on your way back, medic. They may get our lights.
You've got a good operating crew here, Roberts.
The next soldier's ready, sir. Let's go.
Remind me to tell the CO about this.
Let's go, sir. Here's his emergency medical tag. Shrapnel wounds in chest and abdomen. Severe shock. Plasma administered. Treatment. Evacuation to base hospital as soon as possible.
Would you like to hear what Mary Roberts said, in her own words, about the day her operating tent was shelled? The Army made a record of a voice speaking to you from the beachhead at Anzio itself. Here is the voice of First Lieutenant Mary Roberts speaking at Anzio.
When did you go to Anzio?
We started operations on the beachhead on January 30th.
You were right under the enemy guns then, weren't you?
Yes, we had our first staff casualties there.
You're wearing the red, white, and blue ribbon of the Silver Star, given for gallantry in action. Was that as a result of your service in the beachhead?
Yes, it was during a shelling soon after we arrived, in the early part of February.
What happened that day in the operating room tent?
Well, there were three or four patients on the table under anesthesia. A shell came right through the tent. We lowered the patients to the floor.
How long were you under fire?
I guess that the area was shelled for about half an hour or so. I really couldn't say definitely. We were too busy to keep track of time.
Didn't you lie down until the attack was over?
No, in a very short time, we returned the patients to the table and started working. Everyone knew his or her job, exactly what to be done, and did it. That applies to both nurses and enlisted men. I feel that every one of them had a share in that Silver Star. I'm just the representative of the group when I wear it.
Could you name the men and women who were working under your direction at the time of these shells were whistling and bursting?
I certainly can. Among the nurses were lieutenants Madge Teed of Mena, Arkansas, and Maxine Larkins of Albany, Missouri, both anesthetists. Joe Thompson of Sulphur, Oklahoma. Marjorie Gray of Killeen, Texas. Francis Raymond of Wichita Falls, Texas. Mary Heenahan, Kansas City, Missouri. And Loretta Bass of Casper, Wyoming. The enlisted men were T. 3rd Henry Sabisky of Detroit, Michigan. T. 5th Raymond Puff of Peekskill, New York. T. 5th Carl Pulaski of Chicago, Illinois. T. 5th Milton Silverman of Columbus, Ohio, and T-5th Edward Skamersky of Schenectady, New York. Then there was a surgical auxiliary team with us, which deserves credit. That's an unassigned unit which moves around to any hospital most needing help. Its nurses were Lieutenant Dessie May Cox of Little Rock, Arkansas, Esther Collins of Chicago, Mary Randolph of Charlottesville, Maryland, Ruth Ponko of Ashley, Pennsylvania, and Francis Murnicky of Duluth, Minnesota.
That was First Lieutenant Mary Roberts' own story, told by herself. But she's a bad reporter of her own heroism. We must listen to her superior officer.
The evacuation hospital at Anzio was heavily shelled by enemy artillery while Lieutenant Roberts was on duty as operating room chief nurse. The OR tent in which she was working was hit. The tent and its equipment were damaged, and two enlisted men were wounded by shell fragments from air bursts, which continued for approximately 30 minutes. Lieutenant Roberts exhibited exceptional coolness and outstanding leadership, reassured the nurses under her charge, and encouraged and urged them to greater efforts. Despite the impairment of facilities and the prolonged shelling, the vital work at three operating tables was continued under the inspiration of her conduct and example. The actions of Lieutenant Roberts in a critical situation assured the uninterrupted continuation of activities and contributed in large measure to the success of the operations. Her bravery and unfaltering devotion to duty and her complete disregard for her own welfare are in the best traditions of the military service and reflect the highest credit on herself and the Army Nurse Corps.
Well, that's a lot of official words. What it means is that a young woman from Texas has a lot of what it takes and has, in addition, a Silver Star to show for it. And hers was the first awarded to a nurse in this war.
Yes, American women have what it takes, as Mary Roberts has so gallantly proved, and hundreds of others who have enlisted in the armed services. And American women right here at home must prove it, too. It's probably you women folk who manage the family budget, so it's up to you to buy more family war bonds. The goal of the fifth war loan drive is a steep one. $16 billion in all. $6 billion from individuals. For many of you, it will mean a sacrifice, giving up things you'd planned. But when you think what girls like Mary Roberts have given up for their country, surely you cannot say no. The zero hour of the war is here. The history of the whole world is in the making. And many of your own loved ones are out there making it. So back up those boys and girls. Yes, back the attack. Buy double the war bonds you bought before. The United States Treasury thanks Santos Ortega and all the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Peter Lyon and directed by Paul Stewart. The music was conducted by David Brookman. This is Barry Kroger speaking.